changing your negative thought patterns. We mentioned in the last video that oftentimes we are the victims of biases in our own lives. When this is the case, sometimes we do not fully see ourselves the way we truly are, and we find that there are no faults in our thinking. This type of mentality can be very destructive, because all of us make mistakes. All of us are human, and none of us have all the answers. That means that it can be very difficult for us to pinpoint when we have a negativity bias. We all have this. All humans tend to value negative information more highly than we value positive information. Interactions that leave you feeling horrible are often weighed and interpreted as more important than interactions that leave us feeling pretty good about ourselves. As horrible as this may be, it is just the way the human brain operates, and it can be extremely detrimental to our mental and emotional well-being. Fortunately, there are ways that we can begin to change our thought patterns, so that we are no longer stuck dwelling on negative thoughts and situations. Sometimes, this can require a significant amount of counseling or therapy. But what is the most important here is that you do what you truly have to do in order to move on from your negative thought patterns, so that you can succeed in this life. The first thing that you have to do to change your negative thought pattern is to accept that you have one. If you are not able to identify the fact that you have a negative thought pattern, then you will never be able to address it. Sit down and really think about what it is that makes you feel bad about yourself. Think about the things in your life that you could be viewing with a more optimistic lens. A lot of the most successful people in this world have sworn by positive affirmations and mantras, simply because negativity can be so overwhelming, and we can become easily discouraged when we are faced with a lot of negative information. This can be especially difficult for us when that negative information relates to us and what we identify as our successes or failures. We take these kinds of things personally, whether or not we know objectively that we shouldn't. And it's hard, too. We are spending so much of our time and energy working toward a specific goal. It can hurt us deeply when we realized that our struggles and our efforts seem to have amounted to nothing. Not only does that hurt us emotionally, but it hurts our pride. We do not want to believe that we have wasted all of this time and energy on something that will not become what we wanted it to. It's important to address your negative thought patterns. Everybody has a hard time maintaining a positive outlook sometimes, but you have to be able to train yourself to switch your mindset from negative to positive. This is where the mantras and positive affirmations can really come in handy. If you have a word or phrase that you can close your eyes and repeat to yourself when you start to feel overwhelmed by a certain type of situation, it can disrupt your negative thoughts and retract your mind towards something more positive. This is exceptionally important because not only does it help you feel a little bit better, but it physically begins to rewire the neurons in your brain. The way we think becomes habitual and cemented in our neural pathways. We begin to have unconscious impulses toward one reaction or another. This is why trauma can be so extremely damaging. When we are used to having negative sensory input all the time, we may begin to react negatively to things that don't necessarily warrant that type of reaction. We are out of control of our own synapses, and this can be very detrimental when you are attempting to achieve any goal whatsoever. Whether you have trauma or not, the fact remains that the brain begins to create familiar pathways in the brain that help us to understand how to process the information that we receive. If we begin to interpret our setbacks as opportunities rather than reasons to feel horrible about ourselves, then we are able to interpret the neural pathways as a fire off down the line and reroute them into a more healthy approach to achieving our goals. This can be done for anything. If you are feeling overwhelmed by any situation, instead of dwelling in that emotional addiction that your neurons have created for you, then you should do everything in your power to distract yourself from those negative thought patterns. Close your eyes and take a few breaths, and then think about one of your mantras. For example, if you are feeling overwhelmed because you feel as if you will never achieve anything of value in your life, take a deep breath and close your eyes, and tell yourself, "Yes, I will achieve the things that I set out to achieve, even if it takes a lot of work." This will help you to retrain your brain to begin to accept adversity as a normal part of life, and not something that will ultimately determine that you are not worth success. There is a reason that there are so many books out there about how powerful it can be when you change your mindset to become more positive. It can be so easy to become overwhelmed by the negative information surrounding us all. But when we are able to truly transcend these self-imposed limitations of our minds, The success we can achieve is incredible. The best thing you could ever do for yourself is to begin to rewire your brain to have a more positive outlook, especially when it comes to achieving your goals. That way, you will be able to move forward in your life and truly begin to succeed.